Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So is Kansas City still the barbecue capital of America? The
story's written in New York, is that correct?
Article is in the New York Times, and it says for the past few decades, the national spotlight has been on the Carolinas and Texas. But they write, the most influential barbecue town may just be Kansas City, to which I said, may just be, what are you talking about? For many Americans, Kansas City barbecue, best known for brisket, burn-ins, ribs, and a thick ketchup-based sauce, is barbecue. Credit or blame supermarket sauces like KC Masterpiece and others. Kansas City style is what a lot of Americans have considered the classic American sauce, at least until recently. And they tracked down this author named Robert Moss. He's a South Carolina-based author of Barbecue, the History of an American Institution. So they come to Kansas City, they talk about Texas, they talk about South Carolina, and they talk about us in a very, very favorable light. Listen to this. As the nation's pit masters continue to push barbecue's boundaries, Kansas City's omnivorous style may be more relevant than ever. Mr. Gates is particular about the way things are done in his restaurants. Even he waves off attempts to define Kansas City barbecue. It's a matter of taste, he said. Everyone does it a little different. What's your favorite?
Two interesting facts. I'm not a huge fan of barbecue, but tomorrow I will be a judge in my neighborhood barbecue
Good.
Contest.
Good.
The Gray Oaks Barbecue contest is tomorrow, 1-3, I believe.
When you signed up, did you inform them that you are a hater of the delicious nectar of the gods?
I'm not a hater of the delicious nectar of the gods.
It's not one of my go-to, like, right now, let's go get barbecue. But when I go, it is always the best meal I've ever had. But we don't go, like, weekly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like it, but, like, once a month, maybe.
Ribs would be my favorite, probably.
I can do one or two of those. They're my favorite, but they're so rich.
They're messy.
I usually got to go sausage. The little, you know, sausage medallions. Oh, my God, it is so good. I love sausage. I'm sorry, I do. And I don't put anything on it. I don't like sweet with my meat. Just plain, put it on my plate, leave me alone.
Just the meat.
Yep.
Down the hatch.
You just want the meat.
Kansas City's best-known modern joint grew out of a winning team co-founded by Jeff and Joy Staney. Since the couple went brick and mortar in 1996, their three Joe's Kansas City barbecue restaurants, known as Oklahoma Joe's, have been lauded by Barack Obama, Anthony Bourdain, and Chief Star Patrick
Three?
Mahomes.
Where's the third?
There's one in Leewood.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in KCK.
There's the original yeah. in the gas station.
Where's the third?
Don't know. Sorry.
Burn-ins are the best.
Oh, God, I love
no
burn-ins.
No question.
I love it.
Olathe.
Oh, that's right. They did open one in Olathe. That's right.
Anyway, article's there today in the New York Times.
I don't know if they've changed, but they used to not be open on Sundays.
They are still not open
on
Sundays.
Oklahoma Joe's.
That's correct.
Because I remember when my buddy Joe Noyes came to town when he was still alive. He said, you got to take me to the best barbecue place in town. And it was a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, we'll go have lunch at Oklahoma Joe's.
And you got there and there was no line and you're like, this is odd.
So we pulled up to the original location at the gas station, which was right down the street from my house in Roland Park. And there was nobody there. And so we ended up eating. There's another one over here on Lamar. What is that one right over there?
Oh, it's great.
It's really good.
We have the meats.
I pass it all the time.
Not Arby's. It's a small little
like RJ's
barbecue.
What is it?
It's actually RJ's Bob.
Yeah, I thought it was RJ's.
So I took him there. It was really good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. When we lived over at the Lofts, I'm not a huge going to Jack Stack kind of gal. Like, if I'm going to do barbecue, I'd prefer to go to Joe's. You know, but everybody has their own, like, which one do you like? And so we go to Jack Stack. We're sitting up at the bar. We're watching a football game.
The fries at Oklahoma Joe's are second to none.
I will tell you this right now. The chicken wings at Jack Stack are the best wings in the entire city. Yes, I just said it. I will fight you. They've got a kick, man. They are spicy. They're oh my goodness. So I would not go to Jack Stack for the barbecue. I would go for the wings. And I don't put barbecue, like, no, I would just want the dry rub. They are the best wings in the city. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
Now I'm hungry.
But the best barbecue in the city, no question, is
Q39.
Serving championship barbecue pit to plate.
Question.
Check it out, Q39KC.com.
Our sponsor for Festivus Friday, every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
We did reach out to see if they could join us, but it was very short notice, and we did not hear back. But yes, you will.
So let's get to the point.
Takes a while.
Yes.
The New York Times says what?
That Kansas City is still the king of barbecue. We are where it's at.
And where is it not at?
They didn't dump on other cities, but it, you know, we're it. We are the entire headline and meat of that story, pun intended.
Okay. And so the New York Times literally sent a reporter Kansas City, North Carolina, and to Texas to just eat barbecue and write about it.
That is accurate. I want that job.
I've got to get a job at the New York Times.
What assignment are you on? Pentagon? No.
I didn't get the Pentagon.
Got to go to Kansas City.
I have to fly all over the country to these really cool places and eat.
Make barbecue.
And just eat. And then write about eating. And that's what I'm going to do.
We are in the wrong job.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.